Welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins, coming to you from Buck Studio, which is the largest broadcast space here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And we need all this space because I have some very special guests this evening. The wonderful guitarist, songwriter, and singer Willie Porter is here. But he's not alone. Performing with him are Chaz Weatherby, violin, John Ewing, violin, Corrine Fujiwara, viola, and Kristen Osling, cello. And if that sounds suspiciously like a string quartet to you, you are right. Willie Porter is joined by one of the leading indie quartets in the country, the Carpe Diem String Quartet. Welcome, all of you, to Simply Folk.
Thank you.
When the five of you make music together, you do it as an entity called the Mealies. How did this collaboration start between the two entities?
Well, it started actually as a fundraiser in Columbus, Ohio. The Carpe Diem String Quartet has a number of community enrichment programs and building programs, and one of our board members is a big Willie Porter fan and suggested that we do a collaboration with Mr. Porter. And so they shared some CDs with us, and we thought, what a great idea, put it together. And so this happy union occurred, and we had so much fun on that show that we decided to take it on the road. And so the Mealies were born.
So is it all songs by Willie Porter, and then who does the arrangements and so forth?
There are a large number of my tunes in our repertoire at this point, but we're starting to write together and expand that quite a bit. And Corrine, to my left, Radio World, I guess she's going to be on your right. She did a fair amount of the arranging, as well as Chaz Weatherby over on my right, your left. So they sort of split it up between them. But Corrine is also a composer and has put out a fair amount of music herself. So
why don't we get started with some music? What would you like to lead with?
We'll start off with a tune here, a new song of mine that Chaz just did the arrangement on, and it's a song called Human Kindness. In the moments when time collides with an outcome we could not survive, a man reached out to pull her back as she slipped into that bus's path. I said, I won't give up on the virgin love, can't give up or ever give enough. Human kindness is alive and human kindness is alive and well. If I give myself to someone else, I break the boundaries of my human self. Realize what's possible in us, yeah. When we give and take a little trust, I said, I won't give up on the virgin love, I can't give up or ever give enough. Human kindness is alive and well, where we will find and no one can tell. Wear it for shelter, surround yourself. Is alive and well. Hey. We're together in the story line as we change, the story survive. All our second chances come when we're done. Closing our eyes. Human kindness is alive. surround yourself. Human kindness is alive and well. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Human kindness is alive and well. Where we will find it, no one can tell. Wear it for shelter, surround yourself. Is alive and well.
Wow. Humankindness is alive and well. It's alive and well right in this room. Holy cow.
Just thank you, Stephanie.
Beautiful, uplifting song. And what an incredible blend with the strings and the guitar. It really sounds lovely with a string quartet. Have you had to work on that blend, or has that just kind of come naturally?
Well, I think these people, as Tom Waits said of Louis Armstrong, the Carpe Diem string quartet came out of the ground fully formed like a turnip. like a turnip, yeah. They are an extraordinary group to be in the presence of when they're playing together. And so for me to fit in, I feel like the square peg in the round hole. But a lot of times they're able to sort of envelop what I do and cover up the ghouly bits, if you will. And really enhance the tunes in a beautiful way with great restraint and musicianship, and it's just been a joy to be a part of it.
Gives it beautiful texture and a beautiful color and just a wonderful feel, for lack of a better word. Just lovely.
Well, thank you.
Chaz and John, the two violinists, your violins are just sound almost perfect together. Do you both play the same kind of violin?
As a matter of fact, it's a perceptive question, because we do, and I think we're one of the few quartets that have instruments that are matched by the same maker. The two violins and the viola in the quartet were all made by the same maker.
Ah, that would explain some of that beautiful blend.
Yeah, I mean, we feel fortunate to have been able to get these instruments. It's something that's not always easy to do, but. And of course, beyond that, we work all the time. You spend hours and hours in your practice room trying to achieve that kind of harmony together. But it does help to have instruments that start you on the right path.
I should add that your backgrounds are pretty heavy classical backgrounds in terms of studying at Curtis and Juilliard and Northwestern and Indiana. I mean, you have some wonderful musical backgrounds. And you do a lot in the classical world as well as crossover genres. How did you get into the whole crossover scene?
Well, I think that all of us came to it both independently and as Carpe Diem, as a group. But the short answer is when we began our careers and were just playing Mozart and Beethoven, and I think we all had the same experience of then getting in the car to go home and turning on the radio, or in those days, the cassette player, and finding that you were listening to all types of music. And it dawns on you one day that, wow, I could be playing all types of music, not just listening to it.
Yeah, I think and public radio listeners in particular seem to have a really eclectic taste in music, from jazz to folk to classical and everything in between. So this fits right in for our listeners, I'm sure. What would you like to play next?
We'd love to play another new song. And this is a piece inspired by Maya Angelou. And it's a song that I wrote called My Bird Can Sing. What is it about you, girl? Feel so broken, that remains unspoken. I want to hear. Who am I to ask? I'd never judge you. Don't want anything from you. Just a knife from your back. My bird can sing. That you said, what is it about your world that keeps you hoping? Get it out in the open. The coast is clean. My bird can sing, my bird can fly. I'm meant to be in a cage. She belongs to the sky. My bird can sing, my bird can fly. Not meant to be in a cage. I want her to fly.
Can sing, inspired by Maya Angelou, Willie Porter, and the Carpe Diem String Quartet. Just wonderful music here on Wisconsin Public Radio. We're delighted to have you here live, and you all are on tour, not necessarily together. Willie Porter is on tour, and Carpe Diem String Quartet is on tour, and this is a happy coincidence that you get together from time to time and meet in certain cities and play together. Is that how it's working?
That is how it's working currently, and it's been really fun because Carpe Diem, originally based in Columbus, Ohio, are spread throughout the whole country now. Some are in Colorado, and some are still in Ohio, and some are in Washington State, and others live in the Maryland area.
My goodness.
So it's extraordinary when we find ourselves in the same room. We're in a mixed sense of gratitude and elation, and oh boy, the universe allowed this to happen. It's a wonderful thing. Corrine.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm so good. Thank
good.
You.
Let's talk about this next tune. You arranged this next song, and you did such an amazing job. Can you tell us a little bit about how you approached that?
Well, I was thinking about the words that you were saying and walking, and it's kind of this dark groove to it, and with a walking bass line and walking with the man, and the words belied what came out of the strings, I think, is what. it lent itself to.
Funny thing, Stephanie, we haven't had a chance to really discuss this. Corrine got the tune, and we started playing it right away, and we never discussed the arrangement at all, which is completely strange for me.
A little weird, yeah.
So you're getting the impetus from the for the arrangement right now.
Yeah, yeah. Finding out how
this
we actually connected
right now.
Great, nothing like live radio.
Yeah, exactly. You know, find some answers to things. But shall we play you this one?
Be lovely. Walking with the Man is the name of it. Willie Porter and the Carpe Diem String Quartet.
There's a hole in the guardrail on Rudy's 22. Maybe Jim was drunk when he wadded it up. It could have been me or you. That ripping the aluminum, the red clay on the wheel, made me push the pedal to the floor and say, darling, a deal is a deal. My eyes can't explain, but my heart understands. I've been a fool for pride and whiskey. I'll be a monkey till I'm free. Honey, it's true, sugar, me and you. We're not that far out of the tree. Jesus built your hot rod. You say he built your mansion too. He turned water to wine. He gave a sight to the blind. He made a masterpiece in you. My eyes can't explain, but my heart understands when I'm walking. Talking to the walk, to the walk. Don't wanna hear you talk, wanna see you walk. I wanna walk, wanna walk, wanna walk. Silence comes to find us. The truth will be known. Sure as the measure of a man is what he does when he's alone. You see me at my worst, now darling. You love me hard as you could. You were on your knees picking up those pieces when nobody else would. All the riches in this world are just rocks, pebbles, and sand when I'm walking with me. There's a hole in the guardrail. There's a hole in the guardrail. There's a hole in the guardrail.
Walking with the Man. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and live in the studio, it's Willie Porter with the Carpe Diem String Quartet. Just wonderful music. Wonderful, wonderful. Willie, your songs sometimes sound spiritually based to me. Sometimes they sound like they're based on current events, or one of your CDs, a recent one, How to Rob a Bank, sounds like very much a commentary on some of the things that were in the news lately. Mm. In fact, I think somebody said it could be an Occupy Wall Street anthem.
I was hoping it would be, just because, I wish that Occupy never had to happen, but I was glad the song was around. It's one of those things that you write and you hope is gone quick, that it's like, well, there'll be a change in the world and this song won't mean anything anymore. But
right. What is inspiring you these days? These are all new. So we've been hearing new songs this evening.
Yeah, I'm just I'm such a fan of human beings and the crazy things they do. And so to be an observer, it's just such a vast landscape of experience. And also I'm a seeker. So when you question the spiritual stuff in the tunes, it's definitely there. I'm a celebrator of all the paths to the unique divine singularity, whatever that might be. But again, within that realm, I celebrate the human experience, and that can be dark, and that can be light, and that can also be hilarious and frustrating, and you know, some knees can get skinned, and that's just part of riding a bike.
Your very first album, which we have here in our library, came out, I think, in 1990, and here we are. You're releasing albums the whole way. What kinds of differences have you seen in the music industry? What kind of an arc have you been riding in the music industry?
Well, it's interesting because I think there were sort of blockages and things to get into the music industry that don't exist today. So the good news is anyone can make a record. The bad news is anyone can make a record. and the other side of that is that music is suddenly free, an art form that has taken, I'm looking at in the room right around me right now, the collected hours of these musicians to reach the level that they can perform and play the way they do. It's an extraordinary amount of time, and suddenly the music that we all work to create is free, and I understand that the technology empowers that freedom of expression. It works both ways, but I wish we could educate the public that behind that free download is a human being trying to eat as well, and that's something to keep in mind.
Are you recording with a specific label at the moment?
I have my own label now called Weasel Records, and so I'm trying to record in my house, which is really fun, balancing that between being a father and a husband and fixing broken hinges on doors and things. It's time to go and record a vocal track, if we have time.
Well, why don't we hear another song?
That would be fun. We'll do one that's on that first record that you mentioned that came out way back in blah, 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 blah. And thanks for having us on today, Stephanie.
Oh, you're welcome. It's very much our pleasure. And this one is called
Moonbeam.
A favorite.
Such a welcome sight. Nothing in my pocket, and I'm walk with me tonight. Oh, cars in the tall grass, broken glass and chrome, down along the railway, railway, yeah, behind a happy little home. Hiding in the sumac, waiting for a train, got a penny on the railway, need a little moonbeam. I forgot your song, every cross that tells me I've been gone too long. You give your light so free, but you shed your beams on me. I need you a little. Jacket high, Lord, 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 the wind would fill my sail.
Porter and the Carpe Diem String Quartet, also known collectively as the Mealies. Thank you very much, all of you, for sharing your time and your talent this evening, especially on a night before a show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Huge thank you to our great audio engineer, Tom Blaine, and to Sheila Shigley and Jeff Durkee, all of whom made this broadcast possible.